Downtown merchants and truckers attended Monday's Spruce Pine Town Council meeting. They were there in response to a recent resolution passed by council that supports heavy trucks going through downtown, and that caused concern by some merchants who say it's a very dangerous situation, and they wondered if some kind of compromise could be reached. They suggested possible automatic crosswalk lights on Oak Avenue. That prompted the town council to ask town manager Richard Knipe to check with the North Carolina Department of Transportation about placing the automatic crosswalk lights on Oak Avenue.
I think there needs to be at least two. I think one there in front of the home of the perfect Christmas tree, and the other one up at Tokyo's and across from Fortner Insurance. A few people made comments that there needs to be another one there at Wachovia and the Little Diner, and then another one right next to Knipe's Exxon. We'll see what the state says. You know, we can ask for the world, but we'll see what we end up getting.
Spruce Pine Councilman Rocky Buchanan. Some merchants were there in support of the resolution, saying truckers are a very large percentage of their business, and that helps the town's economy, too.
Well, you really have to look at the bottom line, and you're talking of several hundred families that's involved with this trucking operation. And the minerals were here before Spruce Pine was. I think we need to look at the majority. We're going to be the ones paying for it if they have to pay more for fuel, if they have to go a different route and have to go farther. And I don't think we're willing to do that. The safety record speaks for itself. Not only that, but they do a heck of a lot of business in Spruce Pine. And I think they made that known, and I think we've come to a good decision.
Spruce Pine Councilman Rocky Buchanan. Another suggestion to limit the traffic in downtown was that truckers go through town with a full load and return with an empty truck down Highland Avenue, passing by Town Hall, and then across the bridge. Most of the heavy trucks going through town have been coming from the Sullins Branch Mine and some from Explosive Supply. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.